When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Henry, in quotes, needs our help. Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Got a weird one for you, too. And if I could politely request to be bumped to the front of the line for your group therapy segment, that would be aces.
Okay.
Right, and please call me Henry,
right,
in quotes.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got you.
Been seeing this girl for a while. I just found out yesterday that before we started dating, she dated her first cousin.
Okay.
Yep, first cousin. And this wasn't a surprise where they both figured out that they were first cousins after they had already been dating. They knew they were before.
Ooh.
And that's the part that weirds me out.
Ooh.
Now, she did tell me because she wanted to be honest with me about her past. Uh-huh. She wasn't proud of it looking back, but they were fully together for almost 2 years.
Oh.
They hid it from their family, eventually told them.
Uh-huh.
Of course, nobody supported it.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm kind of freaking out because who does that? It's gross, stereotypical for this area. I don't think I can look at her the same. I told her after she dropped that bomb on me that I needed a minute to process it.
Mm-hmm.
She was crying. It's just a big mess. Is there any way I can get past this and we can have a future? Would you ask your listeners? Because I know y'all have some freaky listeners. If this is really as bad as I think it is. She is a nice girl, and I feel bad that she was upset, but I'm at a loss for words and how to move forward.
Wow.
Thank you guys so much.
I mean, is this a Tony Melito spot?
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I mean, is it a case where we can throw the Tony Melito button at him?
I mean, it feels like it fits. It feels like
it fits. Because we talked on these group therapy sessions before about, look, someone's past is not a definition of who they are.
And it didn't involve you now.
Yeah, it didn't involve you now. But you know, obviously your past leads you to where you are now. And the circumstances surrounding, you know, who she is and what she is as a person. You know, if you took that knowledge, like before you knew that knowledge, did you like her? Was everything clicking?
With the relationship that you're in with her?
Was she a genuine person and everything? And then she was just like, look, I got to be honest with you about something. Dated my first cousin. Kind of went. And then, you know, obviously he's like, what? First cousin? Like how long? Did you know? And she's like, yeah, we knew for about 2 years. We hid it from our family. And
they were fully together.
And they were,
For 2 years.
Yeah. So obviously.
It wasn't just like one time, oopsie, can't believe that was my cousin. Not going to do that again.
Oopsie, can't believe that was my cousin. Like you wake up the next morning. Oh, yikes.
Wow.
Man, we had a little too much to drink at the family reunion, didn't we?
Listen. Listen, we need royal music for Stacey's comment. Royal music.
Royal?
Royal. She says, Queen Elizabeth, married and reproduced with her first cousin, some say no big deal. You just have to dig deep in your soul and ask yourself, is she worth it? If you can imagine your life without her, move on. If you see a future, then move past it. Young and dumb sometimes, may have been some trauma, and work through it.
Okay, so this is where
Elizabeth did it.
This is where I'll say, if we were in a different time and era of the human race, would it be looked at as so scandalous?
Well, Amanda says, if this had happened when she was a kid, I could get past it. But this was an adult, I would say no, not okay.
Wait, what do you mean a kid?
Well, like if they, I don't know, innocent,
like kissed,
like having
or something,
a crush on your cousin or something. I don't know.
Look, we can't help if our cousins are attractive.
Right. And we all have an attractive cousin.
Okay, so this is my awkward question.
His name is Mark.
I was going to say, if it were socially accepted and this was just different, this is just a different time and place.
An aircraft carrier looked like Tom Cruise from Top Gun. Yes. Back in the day, I'm like, he is attractive. Never considered dating him.
Well, yeah, because of the social stigma and
exactly.
All that.
He's
and
my
all
cousin.
That. Right.
But I
right.
could acknowledge
right.
he was attractive.
Right.
Had we not been related.
Yeah.
Like, I like him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, I have some attractive cousins. Okay. Sure. Sure.
Do you feel bad like picking just one?
Well, is it bad that I have...
You have multiple? Name them all.
Props. Well, okay, all right. So prop, I mean, hey, they're all, they're, you know, Angeline, Stephanie,
yeah.
Abby.
Do you have any female cousins that you're not going to name? Because if it gets back to them, they're going to be upset. You didn't name them as one of your attractive cousins.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just, yeah, okay. All right. I can recognize that they...
You need to name all your female cousins. You can't leave anybody out because it's going to make them upset.
I have a lot of female cousins. E from LJ said, I had a crush on my cousin. We've all had crushes on our cousins.
Yeah.
Or so I would hope.
But we don't have
to. Do I need to go to therapy?
Well, no.
Having a crush and being fully with your cousin in a relationship for 2 years
thing, that's different.
Is a kind of a different thing. Angie texts in and says, not a Tony Melito moment, meaning.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I get it. I'm going to love that button, by the way.
Listen, Dustin says first cousin's really not that big of a deal. Legal in most states.
You know, Dustin does have a point. I don't think it's legal in Kentucky, though.
I don't think so.
Second cousins,
unless
yes.
they changed it. I think when I got married, we had to declare that we weren't cousins. First cousins.
Yeah. All right. So I want to hear your... I don't even know what we're saying.
Are you asking for dating your cousin stories?
Do you have them? What happened? Who's got experience with this? You know my rap, right? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about something like this on the way. And I don't know if this is appropriate.
Oh, boy.
As we are talking about Henry's group therapy, and he found out that his girlfriend knowingly dated her first cousin when she confessed it to him, and now he's asking... Is it a red flag? Is it a deal breaker? He's kind of reeling from it all and just like, what?
She's not proud of it. She was really upset, but she wanted to be honest about her past. Mary says, I think she's very clearly needs to have this addressed in therapy. It's not normal or healthy. Also, she probably isn't ready for a relationship at all right now because there are obvious issues directly related to romantic interactions.
Yeah.
Maybe just be a friend to her now because she probably needs that more than anything. If you think it's gross because it's absolutely off-putting, it will only continue to be a problem for you. It's a serious issue.
Yeah,
emotional repercussions.
Sassy Matt texts in and says, surprise her by having her aunt or uncle adopt you. Then she'll appreciate the effort to put her in her comfort zone.
What is the problem?
You guys are awful. You guys are awful.
No.
Jessica says, so when he goes to the holidays with her family, he's going to have to be around her ex/cousin.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I could handle that on top of knowing that she knowingly dated him for that long.
Yeah, that's and what then, Jessica said. I agree with everyone on the age thing.
Yeah.
Family events would be awkward too if they're both there.
Yeah, and several people are like, did they break up because they figured out it was weird, or was it a regular breakup, or was it just that the family found out and that's why they got that's why they broke up?
I don't know. Like, do you think she still has lingering feelings of love for the cousin? Like, she's not over him yet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kimberly said, my cousin told me as an adult that when he was 12, he was upset because he figured out that he wasn't going to be able to marry me because we were related.
Aww.
I never knew he liked me.
Aww, it's so sweet.
Liz says, it's Kentucky, but geez, I worked at the clerk's office for years, and for marriage license, we had to ask if they were related. And it always bothered me to ask that question. And when someone would say yes, I usually just stopped talking.
How many times did that happen?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I kind of need to know how many times that happened.
Oh.
Oh, the appropriate song, by the way, is Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda.
So, the whole cousin situation, I never personally dated a cousin, but I had a friend, and he had a little saying, and it was, put the cousin to the test. If she's good, do the rest.
Oh,
but the cousin. Did you ever ask what the test was?
No, I don't want to know. I thought it was the worst thing ever to hear. I was like, you are so wrong that you have a song to go with it.
So, Amanda, let's get down to brass tacks. Do you have an attractive cousin that, if circumstances were different and if social stigmas weren't there, you could maybe see yourself?
I never really even thought about it. It never came across that way.
Well, so, Amanda, we're asking you to think about it.
Put yourself in that headspace. Go across your family tree. Who's hot? Like, if you weren't related, you'd be like, all right, maybe.
Probably my cousin Brandy.
All right.
I like that.
Okay.
All right, Amanda. Well,
I like
this sharing that we've been able to have.
This is awkward sharing.
Yeah. Right? Awkward sharing, for sure.
It really is. Your long pause, I thought that you just hung up on us at first.
Nope.
Oh, I love it. All right, Amanda, appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
By the way, Liz at the clerk's office said six times. It happened six times.
All right. I mean,
couples who are related try to get married.
Look, we've had these situations where someone's past comes up to rear its ugly head, and we've had to pull out the Tony Melito button.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Right.
Can't we just use it in this case?
We could, but I feel like maybe some therapy.
Yeah.
It could be what is needed for her to move past it, come to terms with it, and for him so that they can move on. Let's figure out why the relationship, the relative relationship, didn't prevent them from dating.
Yeah.
Let's figure that out and maybe put that to rest, but still, it's going to be awkward if they are still close, mm-hmm. and if they're going to be at family gatherings, and if Henry is going to be able to deal with that down the road.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot. And
there's
Henry,
to unpack.
Henry, I don't know if this is what you wanted to hear or not, but thank you for thinking of us.
I feel bad because if you took that whole thing, that little backstory
out
of the relationship, it sounds like they were, everything was great, and she's a nice girl, and he really likes her.
Yeah. And from the sound of it, it sounds like she's upset about it and all that. Anyways, all right. Well, hey, we feel for you. Maybe the Tony Melito button doesn't necessarily apply in this case.
Therapy does, though.
Maybe it does.
And I feel like therapy applies.
All right, there you go.
Professional therapy.
All right, keep us posted. That is group therapy.